You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Dahil gumagalaw sa male-dominated na IT industry si Princess Floresca, naghanap siya ng iba pang mundong pwede niyang ilabas ang kanyang femininity, ang baking.
I'm working originally from Manila and then I transferred to Australia around 2015. So I work in the IT industry. I'm originally a programmer. But then when I moved here, I have since shifted to customer relationship management. Being in IT, we were given a chance during my time to file for skilled migration. So I took that opportunity. So it was I can say fairly easy back then when I filed for it. I think that's around 2013, 2014. So, yeah. I still work for the same company. So I was hired in a global role in the Philippines. And then when I had my visa, I told them I would like to move to Australia. So they said, we're just going to transfer you there.
Ang narinig ko kasi, parang konti lang ang mga babae sa IT.
So, siguro what I can tell you is when I first started. So, I graduated uni 2007 and my first job was in a Japanese company. So, very evident talaga yung male-female divide. Hindi naman like discriminating or what. Pero, I think nung time na nagsimula ako, parang medyo weird pa na babae yung mga programmers. Parang ganun. Especially in a male-dominated industry, parang they expect na yung mga babae, they're more on the visuals. Halimbawa, pag nagde-develop ka, sila yung sa user interface, mga ganon. Parang medyo weird pa yung perception na, programmer sila. Yung parang ganon. But that was the only time. That's the only time na I can recall. In terms of how it is right now, sa company kung nasan ako, I think, fair naman. Maraming guys, maraming girls. But there are still some industries in IT, specifically na male-dominated siya. For example, those managing yung mga servers, ganun, yung talagang hardcore IT work, mainly mga guys pa sila.
Mapunta tayo, speaking of femininity, saka being a female, kasi nakita ko yung mga items mo, yung mga offerings mo sa baking. Very feminine. Can you talk about yung offerings mo and your background in baking as well?
It came as a surprise. When I first moved here, so as I said, it's the same company. What happened is that they made me work from home permanently. So I'm not working in an office environment. So medyo boring na siya. Parang wala na akong magawa. And then I tried to figure out what can I do after work so to entertain myself. So I ended up learning how to bake. Siguro yung direction niya, medyo feminine siya. It's because the first few videos that I saw for baking, yung mga buttercream flowers, parang ganun. So it's the first yung first few projects ko in baking is, medyo around mga ganun, mga flowers. And then eventually, as I tried to improve, nag-attend ako ng mga workshops. So, nagkaroon na ako ng ibang style. But since nakilala yung baking ko na mga floral, ganun. So, mostly na nagre-request, mga ganun pa din siya. So, I mainly use buttercream icing. Hindi ako fan ng fondant. Kasi personally, kaya din ako nag-bake. Kasi ayoko nang masyadong matatamis. So parang para sa akin, bakit lahat na lang masyadong matamis? So parang gusto ko, mag-bake kaya ako tapos according to my, yung panlasa ko. So that's also what prompted me to start baking. So I figured fondant, it's too sweet, not for me. So I tried to develop my own buttercream that would suit my taste. So when I started, kasi diba parang nakita mo sa YouTube, ang dali lang. Parang, ay, wow, ganun lang pala kadali yun, ganun. So parang trinay ko siya. Nung una, parang naisip ko, it's not for me. Kasi nakailang bloke na ako ng butter, I still couldn't pipe properly. Sabi ko, bakit sila ganun kabilis? Bakit sila ganun ka-okay yung buttercream? So it took some time for me to like learn. So I had to learn by myself because I said nung una, this is not something that I plan to become a business. Parang para sa akin, ano lang siya, hobby. So sabi ko, I'll try to make whatever I can on my own. So everything was just YouTube-based recipes. I just tried to Google online and then tweak from time to time. Buttercream, very tricky siya. So there are different techniques in achieving yung finish. So yung mga nakikita nila na sobrang gagandang flowers, it really takes techniques. So different techniques. So pag summer, medyo tricky yung buttercream kasi matutunaw yun agad. So I have to use a different technique para magstay siya in place. Things like that. Kasi parang ang nangyari sa baking ko, yun nga, it started as a hobby. I still think that right now it's within that stage kasi I have my full-time IT work. So I couldn't really commit to full-time baking. So I just usually bake on the side. I start around Fridays and then it takes up my weekends. Parang para sa akin, baking is where I express my creative side. Kasi yung IT very technical, ganun, very stressful. I think na-enjoy ko yung mga ganun. Mainly because siguro yung industry na pinili ko, stressful siya. So parang kailangan mo ng outlet. Hindi ko nahanap yung baking agad. Parang ilang years na ako sa IT. 2007 ako nag-start. Iba-iba yung trinay ko na maging hobby para malabas yung creative side or mawala yung stress nung totoong work. And it took maybe a good 7-8 years bago ko na-figure out. And yun, lagi ko sinasabi na minsan yung hindi mo in-expect, yun yung parang, doon pala ako mag-excel.
sbs.com.au